I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Carrie, could you have the minutes reflect that Commissioner Bousman is excused from the meeting today? Our first order of business is I need a motion to approve our meeting minutes from both our regular meeting on April 2nd and our special meeting that we had last Friday on April 12th. If I could have a motion to that effect, please.
So moved.
Second.
I've moved and seconded. Do we have any comments? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Our next item is our agenda. I do have some changes to make to the agenda, and I would like to amend it as follows. The section where we have scholarship selection at 12, I would suggest that we move that to 1 o'clock, and also at 1:15 that we will have a discussion of the broadband grant pre-application. For those that are interested, we will not be having lunch at the Den. We will be having it at the brew pub. So with those amendments in mind, I would entertain a motion to accept the amended minutes or amended meeting agenda.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Moved and seconded. Any comments? If not, all signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Now, Billy, come on up. We'll get started with you.
All righty.
And whoever else you would like to have with you.
Well, it's Road and Bridge. I know you guys got the activity report. I don't know if you have any questions about that. Everything's going as planned. All roads as of yesterday are open. We're just carrying on everything. Main thing I wanted to talk about today is where we're at on how we want to move forward with the Trapper's Point project. So we can get that out of the way first. Aaron can give us where he's at on it and what we kind of need to do to move forward.
So where we're at on it is last time we met, county said go ahead and begin the permitting. And I guess that's not completed yet. And we just have some questions and wanted to bring that to your attention this morning. I think Clint's in the audience today too, so he came in and talked. But the first thing is with the permitting, how does Settle County want to move forward with the easement? Is this going to be a county road for the future, or is this just an easement and a license that you want to carry with the BLM? Second, with the funding of the project, we're all assuming that the easement's got to be in the county's name for public funds to construct the project. So these are just some things that we've come up with and been kicking around.
With that, with the permitting process through the BLM, then, you know, we've got a plan together, so the plan of development's pretty much put together. But there's items such as the cultural study, and obviously that's the historic side up there. Just getting up to speed with the players to see if we can get some cooperation from either BLM or the Historical Society in getting some of that stuff done on the county's behalf, just to install the roadway to get in there, because that will be part of the process to get the easement official through the BLM. So just seeing if y'all had any thoughts on
just a minute. So what you're saying is
you're asking us about the easement, either the county having the easement or the BLM having the easement?
No. I think the county has to have, the question is whether it's just an easement or a county road.
I see.
Because it, whatever's in that corridor needs to be in the county's name. But to get the license or the permit from the BLM, we've got to go through some studies, which, you know, the snow's just about off now, so we can get going on that process. It's just a matter of, you know, if we can get some cooperation to get that done, rather than outsourcing it and the county paying for it.
So are you asking us today that do we have to make a decision on whether we just go with the county easement or go with making it a county road?
Yeah, open it up for discussion, basically. And, you know, Matt's here too, and Skyler, so they could have some thoughts on that too. But, I mean, really, we've got a plan together.
That's when we met up there, we kind of, you know, I know it was, we talked about a 14-foot road.
Yeah, they wanted to get buses.
Because they wanted to get buses and stuff. That we talked about county maintaining it just when it needs it, you know, just maybe bladed once a year, no snow removal, stuff like that. We just didn't know if we want to make it a county road or just have an easement. But the county, I mean, it kind of looks like we're going to, I guess that's what we're trying to figure out, is how we want to move forward, how much we want to be involved.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Noble.
So the point that I'm taking from this is if it's a county road, then it is our maintenance issue, and which
right.
is good.
I right. think
in the end, if we take an easement, future commissions may say, hey, we're not going to do that. And then that leaves it on the Historical Society to take care of that road, I guess, if they want it taken care of.
My opinion, I think if the county's going to put all this money into it, I think it should be a county road. But
how does that change the paperwork filing and all that?
With the BLM, it doesn't, but then we have to put together resolutions and a plat, you know, to make it a county road. So it's just another process, and it can have whatever maintenance stipulations you want on it. You know?
I like Billy's suggestion in the summer a couple times and nothing in the winter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Like
Billy's suggestion in the summer a couple times and nothing in the winter, no plowing or maintenance in the winter.
Right. Yeah.
But if we make it a county road, are we obligated to maintain it during the winter?
No, as long as.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Chairman. I was at the meeting. Clint.
Correct you?
Butch yeah. was ready to do the road that day. And Mr. Volchek said, we can't because of the artifacts and the historical value. But he would be more than happy to do it for free. That would be his retirement. He would be more than happy to do it. And how long ago was that?
Well, the problem is the way I understand it is, yes, Dave's willing to help. And
sure.
Several other girls are willing to help. But the BLM will not proceed until they get a permit and a plan. And then based on the plan, they know what ground disturbance is going to happen, and then they will evaluate the archaeology based on that. And so that's kind of where we stand. Until they get a permit, they're not moving forward because they don't know what ground's going to be.
But does the county have anything to do with that permit?
The county's the one that has to submit the permit.
Yep.
We have to submit the permit.
Yeah, and the permit would have to be in your name.
I struggle a little bit with county road myself, because if we build it's starting a new county road, and we're kind of under that deal where we're not going to do any more county roads.
Why? I just think it's going to. I mean, we've kind of. I mean, if we go ahead and do all the permitting and all that stuff, I mean, we're going to be into it.
It's our road anyhow.
It's going to be ours anyway. But then I hate to build it and all that. Then. You know, for some reason they tell us we can't use the road no more. I'm just saying this will always, if we do that, it'll always have an ease, you know, we'll have a way up there. That's my only reason.
On average, how long is it going to be? Maybe a mile? Not even?
No, it's not. Yeah, it's maybe a mile at most.
So it's pretty minimal.
And we've done the preliminary design just to make sure we can. There's an old road that cuts around that hill, and that got washed out a number of years ago. Water started running down, so everybody just drives up straight up that steep hill now. So up the steep hill would have to be all reclaimed, and then we would follow the old existing roadbed up around the hill. It was the intent to try to get more school activities and school buses up there, that size of vehicle. And to do that, we really need to improve the thickness of the subgrade and put a crush base on it. But essentially, it's going to be a one-lane road with a couple pullouts on it is all we want to do. We want to try to keep the new road in the existing disturbed limits to minimize that disturbance outside of that. So, and then, but on the top is where we'll have the most disturbance because we'll have to make a large turnaround area. You know, it's probably going to be, you know, a 60-foot radius cul-de-sac, and you have large school buses or tour bus going up there.
Well, I think if we want to perpetuate the intent of providing access to Trapper's Point both now and in the future, the proper thing for us to do would be use the approach of making it a county road, because then it gives not only the security for that, but it gives us the control of the maintenance, the access, and so on. So that would be my preference, because that was what we intended at the onset of this.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Baker.
So we're discussing the county road, and I'm sort of like what Mr. Rauhauser said. So, but I guess the question I haven't heard is, do we have any idea what this thing's going to end up costing when it's all said and done? Approximately. I know we can't.
Approximately about $120,000.
The county would pick that all up.
That's your discretion.
It started out, Doug, just being, you know, what's passable. And then when you start looking at buses and the grades and what's going on there, build up the section, get the drainage figured out. And I know initially when this first came up, it was more than everybody was expecting.
So I guess the question I have, we're talking a one-laner, but if it's going to be a county road, does it not have to be brought up to county specs? It doesn't.
We have a lot of county roads that aren't up to county specs.
Well, I realize that, but this is a new deal.
Well, the way we were thinking, because of the historical part of it and all that, it ain't like we're, you know, going into a subdivision or something like that.
And just providing access to a historical monument.
Yeah, it's just going to a monument, and so that's why it was designed this way instead of 24-foot.
One quick thing before we move forward on that subject, we can get an easement that's perpetual with the county through the BLM because it's a governing agency. So what I worry about this county road is because you have minimum widths. And if we have a small footprint of the road and say 30 feet works, that's what the BLM would want to grant us, and that's not wide enough for a county road. So, you know, I think the intent here is that we want to make sure that it's protected going into the future, and if we can get an easement in the name of the county for operation and maintenance and the new construction of this access road, and it's perpetual, would that be the same thing?
My question would be then, would the cost be the same?
No. If you make it to 24-foot wide specs, no, essentially you're probably doubling it.
Yeah.
You know, we're just looking at a 14-foot wide finished top, and then with slopes that just meet the existing disturbed limits. Okay. It appears the existing road, they went up there with a bladed the sagebrush off of it, up around the hill, and then everybody started driving on it. That's all the road was before. And then over time, it just, you know, gets lower, and then the water finds the low spots, and it just kept eroding out. So in some areas, you know, it's more than a foot below the existing ground, the road right now. And it's found some harder rock, and it's kind of stopped. All that needs to be built up right now. So, but if we go to a wider road, then we have to take off more, and it's probably going to double your construction costs.
And I'm sure the BLM is not going to want that anyway, because it's outside the disturbed footprint that's there currently.
Right. It would, the easiest way to get it permitted is try to stay into the existing disturbed limits.
So that would be the perpetual easement versus the county road.
Either one would be perpetual.
Okay.
Yeah. It, in the BLM's eyes, it doesn't matter whether it's county road or not. It's going to be an easement issue to the county.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a different process from the county standpoint of what entails a county road. So
one example, lettuce.
Yeah.
For the future.
Yeah.
If we can get that.
If that's the decision making thing, I think it saves the county money just getting an easement versus making it a county road, as long as the intent is still there that it's, you know, it's perpetual and it's for this purpose. It's to get people.
I was just worried that they might 5 years down the road say, oh, you know, and then we've put all this money into it.
We've got pretty much. I think we've got about all the county roads to perpetual status, so they don't need to be renewed every 30 years. So,
can you do that with an easement, though? Like,
that's what scared me.
I mean, I guess my first stop would be with the real estate people there at the BLM to see what the ramifications are either way, to make sure. I mean, if it's just being perpetual is what we want, then obviously if we can get away with just doing an easement, say a 30 or 40 foot easement, that's what we'll do.
So it seems to me that we've got to have some more information before we can make a decision anyway.
Yeah. We were just wondering. It's just something that we've kind of just, we didn't know. We shouldn't move forward.
We don't have all the questions answered. I guess if we could do the smaller road with less input and be able to cover the ground in terms of having it perpetual without making a county road, that would be the way to go. But it seems to me also that you guys have some questions in regards to, is that a possibility? Can we do it? Are there other concerns? So I think we need those questions answered before we can
conclusion. I think today we were just seeing how you guys thought about moving forward, if we should, if the county even wants to be a,
Mr. Chairman, so before we can move forward, if we decide to do that, what about the study? Shouldn't that be all done ahead of time? Because we don't know for sure what that may bring.
What we have to do, Doug, is put together a plan of development, so we'd show our proposed plan of, you know, where the fill limits are, what the road surfacing is, what our maintenance plan is. We can get that submitted. We got to look at sage grouse, make sure we're going to be good there. And then doing the cultural, basically, we just stake the limits of our disturbance. They put a buffer on it, say 50 to 100 feet either side. They check the area. If there's any issues, then we can make alterations to our plan to either get around those or. So it's kind of, we have to get a plan in front of them. And that's kind of why I guess we're here today, is to say, you know, are we good with a 14-foot wide top the way we have it planned? It's roughly $120,000, looking at it right now, to take to the BLM for our first shot. We can get the permitting going, obviously, and get this easement versus the county road issue, get some of those questions answered from the BLM, and then we can come back and say this is where we're at. And then we can proceed. I mean, it won't take long to get the easement or the application into the BLM, which includes a plan of development.
Mr. Noble, do you have a question?
Just a comment. I'm still leaning towards the county road for the sake of we're putting $120,000 into it, and if for some reason it's overlooked by future people, we don't just lose that $120,000 by erosion and lack of maintenance.
But that's not the decision we have to make today. You're just looking for direction in terms of moving forward. So
no decisions need to be made. Yeah, and I think this discussion helps us get some of the questions that you've posed answered, and then we can fine-tune our plan and then come back with option A, option
B. So the question for us, are we comfortable with letting them move forward?
Absolutely, and I think for the Historical Society, we're going to get a road built. It'll be up to us which kind it is.
That's fine.
But you guys will get a road sometime. I would think, because we've kind of agreed on that quite a while ago.
Yeah, it's just playing with a very minimal road. I mean, it needs to be enough engineered enough that it's maintainable, but it doesn't have to be anything fancy.
Guaranteed, you'll get stakes.
The speed of government, 2027.
Yes,
Clint. It's not a showstopper or anything, but Caleb Einer is leaving the BLM, and he's very supportive of this project. I think if a permit was to get in before he leaves, it would probably be in our benefit, just because of the mystery of what's going to happen when he's not there. But right now, the BLM is very much in favor of just trying to make this happen.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, Mr. Dickman?
So is there a question of the 14-foot, you said 14-foot top?
Yeah. On this.
So would there be a question in the future, once it's in place, wow, all of a sudden, this is really not quite wide enough. Is that out there at all?
We can.
Well, I'm just curious to know if you're talking about buses, you're talking about coach sets, but you got a bus coming up and a bus coming down, for instance.
With the on-site meeting we had that day, and everybody was out there, the BLM, it's everybody understood it would be easiest if this project could stay inside the existing disturbed limits of what's on the ground right now. So
I would say if you go outside those areas, the BLM is going to lose interest in this.
And
we did put in pullouts.
Yeah, I put in two pullouts. You know, we got a large turnaround at the top and then two pullouts on the way down. And 14 feet wide, you know, it's a pretty good size top. If you got to get out of the way, you can probably still get out of the way. You can see the whole distance. So we probably, you know, you have to sign it at the top and at the bottom, you know, just to kind of, hey, watch out for vehicles, wait on vehicles coming up or coming down.
So I think the direction is go ahead and move forward with that.
Very good. Great.
Thank you.
You guys got anything else? Okay, so I'll try and get Rob on the schedule for the next this following meeting.
So yeah, so we talk about rocks.
One is a conversation.
If I could, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Is this a project that will involve a bidding process for the construction, or is this something the county's going to do?
Roden Bridge was going to do it.
The Trapper's Point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It ain't that big a deal, so we can do that.
So it'd have to be bid out if it wasn't.
Yeah.
I guess I'd like to keep that option open.
Yeah, we can keep that.
Depends on our scheduling and the timeline. And
for everything we looked at and everything, it's not.
Oh,
I mean, me and Butch, when we were talking about it, we were planning on doing it. So
yeah.
So then you'll get back with us at future meeting in terms of concerns or questions answered.
Yeah, this next meeting we'll be ready for that too. So.
Okay.
Good.
Any other questions?
Still working on moving forward with the Paradise Row, the erosion project down there. We have permitted to get some riprap along the New Fork River, where we have a cut on top, and then also fixing the eroded area of the existing pavement. So getting close on that.
Good. The other thing I have is this, it's about the landfill, maintenance for Big Piney's, the community cleanup day. In the past, we've always let them bring everything to the land for free that day. Just make sure that's still.
Who's that?
For the Big Piney community cleanup.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
That's the only thing. That's all I got.
Anything else for Billy, you guys? Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
One quick question. Have you replaced your crusher guy and you're getting ready to go again?
Yep, we're just waiting on Wyoming machinery to the burner box, and our jaw was all, it needed an update and everything, and the part we need it's been out like 2 months, so it's supposed to be here actually Thursday. We'll be ready to go.
Why machinery support in your job? I mean, that's where you get your support for that
crusher? Yeah, it's got cat motors.
Oh, okay, burner.
Yeah, so. Okay. And it's a, that's a warranty, so. Okay. So that's what we're waiting on.
Good. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, I guess.
Hi, Billy.
Next item on our agenda is the sheriff, and we need a motion to go into executive session with the sheriff pursuant to Wyoming Statute 16-4-405A3 for litigation purposes. If I can have a motion.
Second.
Seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 You folks will excuse us. We'll call you back when we're finished.
Now do I have to say?
Well, then we got to open up another one. Where's your support?
How you doing, Casey?
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Casey.
Good morning.
Okay. Just a second.